40-day health challenge. You got me fired up. On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Jim O'Sullivan is one of our incredible challengers on the 40-day health challenge. Hiya, Jim.
How are things now?
How's things in Douglas?
They're not bad. I tell you, I'm just recovering a small bit at the moment. I brought my daughter over to the credit union. She was setting up an account.
Yeah.
And I was standing at the counter with her, making sure all the forms and pieces were okay. And the lady I was dealing with us, lovely lady, she said, you brought your granddad along with you.
Ah, stop it. She did not.
For the love of God. So here am I trying to make myself look better and fitter and stronger. And it was the first time in my life I've been called a granddad. So they're having a great laugh here now today, yeah.
I think Deirdre must have paid her to say that, did she?
Oh, Jesus, I'm not cutting you. I'm not sure what to do with myself. Do you do any hair transplants above in Dublin, do you?
What did your metabolic age turn up as, Jim, actually?
They're keeping it a secret, but right. I feel like 76 today anyway. I was going to go in for the bus pass.
I'd be horrified. Okay. Well, if you see Jim on the bus, don't stand up and offer him the seat. He's grand. He's well able to stand.
That's true.
You're doing a walk today in the school. So you're a former secondary school teacher. I should call you Mr. O'Sullivan, really, shouldn't I, to be correct?
That's right. Sir. Yeah. Sir.
So tell me what's happening today.
I tell you, I served as principal there for 5 years. I was deputy principal there for 3 years in a place called Nagel Community College. It's in Mahon there. It's very close to Mahon Pine Shopping Centre.
Yeah.
And I had 8 wonderful years there, 8 great years there. Fantastic school, a mix of boys and girls, and wonderful staff below there. So we're going in there today, and what we're going to do is we're going to go through the 5 exercises that Carol has set there.
Mm.
And I'm going to lead that. I'm going to get staff and a number of students down to the sports hall, and we're going to put them through their paces and just show them what we're about. They've been marvellous so far to follow us, and they've shown an awful lot of interest in the challenge. A lot of the staff in particular have taken on the challenge. So I just felt it'd be nice to go back to the school again.
Yeah.
And I go down with Deirdre now as well. I'll bring my wife with me, and we'll go through the exercises with the staff and the students today at 1 o'clock.
All the youngsters there can show you all about social media. They'll all be videoing you.
That's right. That's right. Only my daughter here at home, she came home from Australia there only about a week ago.
Yeah.
And she's like my PA. She's brilliant with all the Instagram and Facebook and so on. So I'm learning more about phones now and social media platforms than I ever did before.
Helping her granddad. Sure, isn't that the right thing to do, Jim?
I know. She's gone out there now to buy a pipe.
Slippers.
A pair of slippers. Yeah.
And come here, is there something happening tomorrow as well?
Oh, yes, yeah. So tomorrow evening, we're going down to Catalines. So we're going to meet up with a couple of the other challengers there, John from Catalines and Dara from Rochestown, myself and Deirdre. And we're going to go down. There's a walk there. And I think Chris is going to be there. Please God, he will, because
Chris Connolly, great fun. Yeah.
I see him there. He's great fun. So we're going to just, I suppose, show a bit of moral and physical support for each other. We're on the phone to each other and WhatsApp and things like that. But it would be lovely to meet up now after the week. And there's a great old motivation there within the different challengers. They're great to talk you through and just to motivate you to keep going. So,
well, Jim, I heard about this WhatsApp group that you have. There's lots of friendships being made here as well, isn't there?
Unbelievable. Like, it's amazing. We might be dotted all around the country, but it's amazing how people, no matter where they're from, it's the same struggles, it's the same opportunities, it's the same ups and downs that we all have. And this was a group that essentially are on the after coming together. And it's almost as if it was meant to be, you know.
Mm.
Cullum is involved there now as well from Classic.
Yeah.
And there's a great bit of humour that goes on. And then if anybody is struggling any particular day, there's loads of support given again. And it's marvellous the way the group of challengers are bonding, you know.
Yeah. Jim, how are yourself and Deirdre finding the food plan? Because we're a week and a bit in now.
Yeah. So far it's good. Like, to be honest with you, I've had a few nights now where I've gone to bed and, you know, you'd be feeling a bit hungry, you know.
Mm.
But I think that's part of it. Like, I'm not sure I was meant to be going to bed feeling full. Deirdre is bouncing with it. She's full of energy and really loving it. She'll probably have to go on antihistamines, I'd say, because she gets allergic to me there every so often. I'd be complaining about the grub and things. But, like, overall, it's been very good. And it was only today it dawned on me, you know, I haven't taken paracetamol or an Anadin. No, it's not that I'd be a regular taker of them. But I'd always have these little headaches that would be nagging at me. And I've gone through now, whatever it is, the 8 or 9 days so far, and no sign of a headache.
Must be all the water. You're drinking loads of water, Jim.
I was putting it down to the water and the fresh food. There's a lot of salads and nuts and seeds and things like that are there. Now, I presume they're probably pumping a lot of energy into me. Yeah. But even this morning now, when I got up, I was around and I was saying, geez, Jim, look, put on the runners, go for a walk. Mm. And that now is very strange for me.
It's in you now, Jim. I thought you were going to say to me, when you said there was a couple of nights now when I went to bed hungry, I thought you were going to say there was a couple of nights there where I went to the chipper.
it was very much in my mind. Like, we have a couple of pubs here near us in Douglas, and there was a big temptation there now over the weekend to go down and have a couple of pints of Murphy's. And I said, you know what, they'll wait. There'll be a time come. I know my mother is celebrating there at the end of the month. She'll be, like, I better not say her age, she'll kill me. Yeah. But she's facing into a significant age there at the end of January. And we're coming together for an evening just to celebrate it. And I might squeeze in a glass of orange that day just as a memory, you know?
Yeah. I'm sitting here, Jim, drinking a cup of tea, and I'm thinking of you because you were saying you're a teaholic. It 10 to 15 cups a day? And I don't have a Kit Kat or a biscuit beside me. Are you managing the tea without the sugary treat?
I am. What I did was, I'd say I'm probably down from 15 to 10, and I'm on decaf tea.
That's what I'm drinking right now, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm putting in the low-fat milk, and you know what? It's fine. It's grand altogether. And in the treats, you know, the treats that were allowed a couple of times a day, there's that dark chocolate where you there's a bit of an apricot and a few seeds on it, and we're after making up a batch of those. Now, I can have one of those with a cup of tea once a day, I know, and sometimes I can have it twice a day if I'm in the mood. And that's enough. That's enough, you know, that's doing me. No, I'm living without chocolate and jellies for the moment.
Good.
Yeah.
Great. Well, Jim, best of luck now later on today, back at the school, and send on our best to Deirdre as well, won't you?
Absolutely.
And I'm sure we'll be talking to her soon. All right, thanks, Jim.
Very good. Thanks a million.
Bye.
The 40-Day Health Challenge. You got me fired, 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 fired up. On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.